Hello, and welcome to episode 19 of the Lauder Podcast. My name is Edward, and today I'll be talking with Dr. Kenrick Sethlakai. Kenrick is the Director of Language and Cultural Programs here at the Lauder Institute. He has earned an undergraduate degree in French from Dartmouth College and a PhD in French from Stanford University. Prior to coming to Lauder, he was in charge of the French Language Program at the Stanford Language Center. Hi, Kenrick. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
How did you come to the Lauder Institute? You're the Director of Language Programs. What is your title?
So I'm the Director of the Language and Culture Programs at the Lauder Institute. I came to Lauder via Stanford University, where I was where I completed my PhD in French. When I was writing my dissertation, I had two opportunities arise that took me from Palo Alto to Switzerland. One was that I was offered an internship in risk management at a Swiss bank. And I also received that same year a fellowship to write my dissertation. So what that meant for me was that I could move to Switzerland, where I ended up working as a pedagogical director in a private school. So I ended up spending 5 years there before returning back to Stanford in 2003. And I was in charge of the French language program there at the Stanford Language Center.
Wow. So then you ended up here at Lauder.
Mm-hmm.
Lauder requires applicants to take the OPI test before they apply or while they're applying. How is that administered, and what does that tell Lauder about an applicant?
Well, the OPI stands for the Oral Proficiency Interview, which was created by the American Council on the Teaching of Foreign Languages, otherwise known as ACTFL. And it's a standardized procedure for a holistic assessment of functional speaking ability. It's an oral language proficiency test that measures an individual's performance on specific language tasks. The larger goal, of course, is to measure the degree to which a person can use language effectively and appropriately on a variety of tasks. And at Lauder, the OPI provides us with a benchmark in admissions so that we admit students who have a good mastery of the languages that they want to study. So students continue their study of language and culture and are expected to obtain a superior level rating in the languages that they study.
So superior level rating, what do the different levels and ratings mean?
So I'll concentrate my comments on two specific levels, the advanced level and superior level. Roughly speaking, an advanced level speaker demonstrates a solid mastery of the language for most social or informal situations and some formal purposes. And for all intents and purposes, they can communicate with ease and fluency in any number of situations. The superior level speaker moves beyond the advanced level in that she uses language to express not just concrete ideas, but abstract, more conceptual ideas with almost no pattern of error. So a superior level speaker maintains a certain complexity and precision of speech when using the target language.
So would that imply fluency? Should I be fluent in a language before I apply to Lauder?
Mm-hmm. Well, the term fluent isn't probably the best term to use because fluency means different things to different people.
Yeah.
If it refers to the ability to express oneself smoothly, readily, easily, yes, we do expect candidates to be fluent in the language. But what the OPI offers us, it's specific criteria that we can use to assess a person's ability to use the language. So we do expect students to come into the Lauder program at least an advanced level. We do require an OPI result to be reported by every student who applies to Lauder. So native speakers of Spanish are required to either take an OPI in Spanish in their native language, specifically to demonstrate their ability to carry out superior level tasks in a language. If they have some exposure to Portuguese, we ask them to take an OPI in Portuguese, however minimal their level in Portuguese is. We know that speakers of Spanish, for example, who speak Portuguese, have a very different learning trajectory than students who come to Spanish or to Portuguese, vice versa, without a background in either language.
Are there a lot of native Spanish speakers in the Portuguese track?
Yes. In fact, I would say probably 75%, three-fourths of the students who are in the Portuguese track are native Spanish speakers. So they do what typically happens over the immersion program is that students who come with minimal background in Portuguese are able to make significant progress in Portuguese. I think much more progress than would a person who has no background in either Spanish or another closely related Romance language.
Yeah, yeah. Do people prepare for the tests?
There's no specific preparation for the test. It's a proficiency test, meaning that it measures the speaker's ability to use the language as opposed to measuring specific content area knowledge. So the best type of practice or preparation for this kind of test is really extensive study and exposure to a wide variety of topics and domains, using speech for varying degrees of complexity from social situations to more professional, formal contexts.
So there's no real way you can study for it.
If there were, I think many people would be quite relieved.
If only. So you said you have your PhD in French and you are an OPI tester in the French language. How did you become a tester?
So the process for becoming a tester is a very long and rigorous process. It starts with a training that lasts for 4 days, being tested yourself, and conducting practice interviews and rating samples, and finally a certification round of testing and rating. And that whole process took me about a year and a half to complete. So that was once I had already finished my doctoral studies.
So it was an extra year. So the testers are definitely very well versed in the language, the area that they're testing for.
Right.
Are there testers in more than one language? Could you test for multiple languages? Be a tester for multiple languages?
Yes, it depends entirely on the profile of the tester. So typically testers are native speakers of the respective languages that they test in, and some are bilingual or trilingual, and so they do test sometimes in Spanish, Portuguese, or English, French, depending on the specific background of the tester.
Okay, so shifting gears a little bit, you also run the Summer Immersion Program at Lauder. Could you describe the program a little bit, its objectives?
Sure. The Summer Immersion Programs at Lauder, I think, are the highlight of any Lauder student's experience. If I can summarize, there are three goals for the Summer Immersion Programs. The first goal being to provide intensive language instruction that's focused on, but of course not limited to, oral proficiency for academic and professional contexts. So intensive language instruction. And the second goal is to provide an understanding or facilitate an understanding of the region's culture and values through target language seminars, excursions, and so forth. And then the third goal is to provide an opportunity to meet with representatives from national and multinational companies that do business in the area or in the country itself.
So we've spoken to a lot of students in the podcast about their summer immersion experience, and they all seem to have really enjoyed their time overseas. I know the programs vary a little bit from year to year.
We start the planning generally in the month of October, November, so we've just started the planning for the summer immersion programs, and each year the programs change locations, they change the companies that the students visit. So the students do have play a big role in the particular profile of companies, the types of seminars that are delivered. So each year the summer immersion programs change, but I think meeting alumni so many years out, it's one of the most memorable experiences of their time at Wharton.
So it's really then a tailored to a specific class. Interesting. Okay, so in addition to your duties with the Summer Immersion Program, Kenrick, you also handle the language curriculum. Obviously, Lauder has a very strong focus on language. What is the goal of language classes here at Lauder?
Well, once students return from the immersion program, the goal is, of course, to arrive at superior level oral proficiency in the target language. So there's an explicit linguistic goal of the program. And the undercurrent of that is, of course, to develop substantial knowledge of the contemporary and traditional culture that one would reasonably expect of an educated native speaker. So this includes knowledge of cultural values, history, politics, economics, literature, philosophy, religion, art, major social institutions, the media, current events.
So it's not just being able to speak the language, really,
right,
to know the language and the culture behind it.
Yes, right. To have significant cultural baggage, to be able to comment and to comment on social issues of the day, to understand the historical origins of contemporary problems. And also, I might add, to focus on how the language is used in various contexts, what are communication styles that are typical of language use in context, behaviors and cultural protocols in informal settings and formal settings.
So many different levels of many different levels of goals and many different goals. So the superior level, if a Lauder student reaches that level, is comfortable with the language, is comfortable with the culture, can they take additional language classes? Can they start studying another language or even switch language tracks altogether?
Actually, our students that are a part of the Lauder program are typically versed in two or three languages, but we do require students to stay in the specific language track to which they're admitted during the entire first year. So we do have students who reach the superior level after the immersion program, but we do ask them to stay within their specific language tracks, because in addition to the language component, students also do graduate level work in that particular cultural area, and they can also try to obtain an honors rating through a special interview called the ILR interview. So the superior level rating is the midpoint in a continuum of different ratings that are assigned to oral proficiency.
So you can even go above and beyond superior.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For previous episodes, you can go to our page in the iTunes Store. And for more information about the Lauder program, please visit our website at lauderinstitute.org.